Hello and welcome to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. We are going to be doing a week in review. We have NBA, NHL, NCAA, basketball, and even college football for you because it's the FCS at the FBS where Alabama, Clemson, and all of them are. It is the spring startup for the FCS. No teams were playing games until now, so I'll give you a couple of the games that happened in the FCS and NCAA. We are doing the week in review for all of it and a week in preview. That's a little bit funny, but week in preview, we're going to be previewing the next week's games because we got a ton of great ones coming up for the NCAA March Madness. And in the NBA, as we are watching the Jazz, seeing if they continue their streak or if they lost their streak. So we'll be looking at all that when we come right back on Finn Sports Spin. Also, make sure to check out the website. We have two articles coming soon. It's my NFL Mock Draft 1.0. I know I've done a couple of these on the podcast, but we are doing a couple of rounds. It's going to be a lot of them, but it's going to be an article. I probably will do a podcast for it since it's so much fun. And then we also have a What's Next article where I break down teams' salary caps and make sure they are over the salary cap and trying to make them into a playoff contender and make their team better. So make sure to check out Finn Sports Spin, the website. If you search up finsportsspin.com, you should get it. But we're going to get started right after a quick word from a sponsor, Anchor. Okay, and hello and welcome back to Finn Sports Spin. We're going to get right into it. Real quick, in the WNBA, the Atlanta Dream have officially sold the team to a new ownership group. So Atlanta Dream has a new ownership group. Also, the Sacramento expansion team will be holding off until 2023 for the MLS. So we're going to be excited to see that as the MLS is now expanding. I believe it's actually two or four teams that is they're expanding in the next couple of years. So that's going to be interesting to watch. But now, let's go over to the NHL as our first one. In the NHL, we're going to look at the divisions right now, not the league. In the North, we got Toronto is leading the division with 15 wins, 32 points so far in the division, followed by Edmonton Oilers, who are a really good team. They have 28 points. Ottawa, last in the division with 15 points, with 7 wins, only 22 games played. Montreal, they also fired their head coach last week, so that is an interesting story. Then we got in the Central Division, we got Florida, the Panthers, I believe is what their team name is. They are leading the division with 28 points, only playing 19 games. This division, they haven't played a ton of games. Dallas has only played 15 with their coronavirus outbreak. Tampa Bay only has 27 points. Detroit, just as usual, losing the division with 15 points. That is the Red Wings, the Detroit Red Wings. Then in the East, we have the Boston Bruins leading the division, actually tying in the division with the Washington Capitals. With the Capitals, actually, I just want to bring this up. They made an amazing play. TJ Oshie going behind the back, through the legs, sliding on the floor, and making the goal against Pittsburgh. It was an amazing play. Washington and Boston are both tied for first in the division. Boston's record right now is 11-5-2, with Washington being at 10-5-4, playing one more game ahead of Boston. Then the Buffalo Sabres are last in the division with 15 points. And then the West, we got the Vegas Golden Knights with the lead at 23 points, sitting at 11-4-1, playing 16 games. Anaheim losing the division 6-10-4 with 16 points, followed by San Jose. So that is the NHL for you. Let's look at the schedule we have for last week. Let's see if we can get last week. See if we can get that. Let's see. We're going to try to go to last week's games because I want to recap them for you. On Monday, there were some good games. The Islanders took home a 3-1 victory. Carolina, who's been outstanding so far, won 7-3 against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Florida won 6-4 against Tampa Bay. Then we also have Winnipeg beating Edmonton 6-5. Edmonton is a really good team. Then on last Tuesday, Washington beats Pittsburgh 3-1. New York sweeps Buffalo, not letting them score a point, 3-0. And same as Los Angeles Kings, they beat Minnesota 4-0. Last Wednesday, we had Florida beating Carolina in overtime 4-3 with Chicago destroying Detroit 2-0 and Vancouver beating Calgary 5-1. Then last Thursday, we had, this one's a big one. Toronto beats Ottawa 7-3. Humongous one. Then we also had Columbus. They shut out Nashville 3-0. And then yesterday, I know there were some big scores. It was 7-2 for Florida. And so that is the week in review for the NHL. Next we got this week coming up today, some good games, Flyers versus Buffalo, Washington versus the Devils. Then we got some other ones, Toronto versus Edmonton, Pittsburgh versus New York Islanders, Florida versus Carolina, or some other good games in Los Angeles versus Minnesota. So all good games coming up today. And then some other ones, we got Boston versus the Rangers, who put up 6 points the other day. Also, Carolina, Florida is again because they play 8 games against each other. So that is the week in review for the NHL. Now we're going to go over to the association or the NBA. Guess what? For the Jazz, they had a good winning streak going and they fell last night. It was sad to see, but they lost against the Heat, losing 124-116 against the Heat. Donovan Mitchell always playing good. He and Jordan Clarkson, who's been putting up a ton of points lately, somehow he's been amazing. Let's look at the box score for this game. For the Jazz, Bogdan Bogdanovic had 17 points on the game. And Donovan Mitchell had 30 points on the game. Then for the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler finishes with 33 and 26 for Goran Dragic. So great game all around. The Jazz get a loss for the first time in a while. The Lakers also get a win, surprisingly, 102-93. They've been losing all week. And the Celtics finally back on track with a 118-112 win against Indiana Pacers. Now, let's look at the standings, and then we'll go into the week seeing these games for the preview. The 76ers are number one in the division, 22-11 on a 2-win win streak, followed by the Nets, who are on an 8-game win streak with a 22-12 record, a half a game back from the Sixers. The Nets have been playing outstanding. James Harden shifting, changing a little bit of how he plays, and it's been working for this team. The Bucks are on a 4-game win streak, and same as the Heat, who are on a 5-game win streak. Then the teams who are in the back half, the real back half, Detroit Pistons are the worst team on a 2-game losing streak, 9-24, followed by Cleveland, Orlando, Washington, and Atlanta, who are all losing by a ton. Right now, Atlanta and Washington are the closest to getting into the play-in games. Atlanta needs 1.5 wins and Charlotte to lose the rest to make it into the play-in games right now. And Washington needs 2 wins and Atlanta and Charlotte to not win to get into the play-in bracket if it were to end today. The Jazz still the number one dog in the Western Conference. The Clippers are 3 games behind. Jazz sitting at 26-7 on a 1-game losing streak, like I just told you. Clippers right behind, and Lakers. The back half for this for the Western Conference is the Minnesota Timberwolves, Rockets, Kings, Thunder, and Pelicans. The Pelicans are 1.5 games back from the Grizzlies for the play-in tournament. So that is the comp from the standings. Now we're going to go real quick look at the games for this week. We got the Wizards versus the Timberwolves. The only reason why that would be a good game is because both teams are awful. Spurs versus the Pelicans, another good game. Zion Williamson heating up. Pacers, Knicks, another one. Julius Randle and Derrick Rose taking on Malcolm Brogdon and Miles Turner. Another great matchup. The Thunder versus the Nuggets. I don't know how to say the first name of the Thunder's guy, but his last name is Dort. And he put on a great 3-pointer a couple nights ago. So the Thunder, who are on a win streak now, play the Nuggets, who could have won their game against Washington but totally failed. Nets, Mavericks, another good one at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. And then we got the Clips versus Bucks on Sunday at 3:30 on ABC. Some other good games. We got Miami versus Atlanta. Another one, Trae Young versus Jimmy Butler. Golden State versus LA, the Lakers. That is going to be another one. But that is a week in review and a week in preview for the NBA. Let's go to some college football. Last night we had Southern University take on Alabama State. Southern University won 24-21. This was definitely a close game for sure. In the first quarter, it was 7-0. Then Alabama State got a touchdown, followed by 2 touchdowns and 1 touchdown. And then in the fourth quarter, Southern shut out Alabama State to win the game. Today, we got some good ones. Wofford versus Chautauqua. And then we got Howard versus Delaware State. James Madison, one of the favorites to win the FCS, is taking on Robert Morris. North Dakota versus South Dakota should be a fun one. And Illinois State versus North Dakota State, obviously North Dakota State. Trey Lance, I believe, is going to be the quarterback for North Dakota State. I'm not sure if he is the quarterback or not. I'm pretty sure he is for this year. I know they played 1 game, but I'm not positive about that. Then Nicole State versus Lamar University. Nicole State had an amazing win in their last game. They pulled up 84 points on their team. So that is the week in preview and review for the FCS. And then we got some college basketball for you. There's some great games today, but we got to do the preview first. On this last Monday, Texas Tech lost to Oklahoma State in OT. Cade Cunningham putting up 20 points. Terrence Shannon for the Texas Tech Red Raiders had 18 points. Great game. Also, USC crushed Oregon, the ranked teams. Some other teams to watch out for. Duke beat Syracuse in a big one, 85-71. DJ Stewart had 21 points for Duke, who is looking so close into the bracket. They just need to win out. Tuesday, we had some good games, Michigan State versus Illinois. That didn't really go too well for Illinois. Michigan State getting an upset, 81-72. Aaron Henry, 21 points. Then Baylor, coming back off of coronavirus, had won 77-72 in a close game. Iowa State was leading for 35 minutes. Adam Flanger for Baylor had 22 points to lead him to a victory. Villanova beat St. John's. Then West Virginia crushed TCU with Taz Sherman, 23 points for them. Kansas versus Texas, another good one. Texas won 75-72. Courtney Ramey, 15 points for Texas for the win. Georgia Tech upsets my favorite team, Virginia Tech, who is coming off a two-week coronavirus stretch with no games. They win 69-53. Moses Wright for Georgia Tech had 26 points in the win. Missouri also gets a loss against Ole Miss. A good win there for Ole Miss. And that is really the ranked games for Tuesday. Wednesday, Alabama took on Arkansas. Arkansas crushed Alabama 81-66. Florida State won 88-71. Some other ranked games. Creighton versus DePaul. Creighton won. Christian Bishop, 13 points for the team. And NC State beat UVA 68-61. Cam Hayes for NC State had 16 points. Sam Hauser, 21 points for Virginia. Number 25, Tennessee beat Vanderbilt 70-58. Victor Bailey Jr. had 21 points on the game. And that was the ranked games for Wednesday. And then Thursday, Gonzaga almost lost to Santa Clara, but they won 89-75. Corey Crispert, 25 points on the game. Iowa loses to Michigan 79-57. Franz Wagner, brother of Mortiz Wagner of the Washington Wizards, 21 points. Luka Garza, 16. Michigan State also upsets Ohio State again. 71-67, Aaron Henry, 18 points. E.J. Little, 18 points for Ohio State. Illinois beats Nebraska, 86-70. Kofi Cockburn, 24 points on the game for Illinois. Houston pulls out a win against Western Kentucky, 81-75. USC gets a victory against, or loss against Colorado, 62-80. I did not know they lost in that game. San Diego State beat Boise State 78-66. Matt Mitchell, 24 points for the Aztecs, the San Diego State Aztecs. And then last night, we only had one ranked game, it looks like. It was Loyola Chicago defeating Southern Illinois 60-52. Marquise Kennedy, 16 points for Loyola Chicago. And that is the games for yesterday. Then today we got some great games. Michigan takes on Indiana at 12. Michigan coming off some big victories against Ohio State. Texas takes on Texas Tech. I got Texas winning this game. This game's at 12 o'clock on CBS. Tennessee takes on Auburn on ESPN. Other teams, let's see if there's any other good games going on. Illinois, Wisconsin at 2 p.m. on ESPN. Arkansas takes on LSU at 2 p.m. on ESPN2. Let's see. We're looking. VCU plays Davidson. That's going to be a good one because VCU is close to getting into the tournament on ESPNU. Other teams, there's not a ton of ranked matchups until later today. West Virginia against Kansas State on 4 o'clock. Florida State, North Carolina, good game at 4. Wake Forest, Virginia Tech, 4 o'clock. Boise State, San Diego State at 4 p.m. Eastern time. All these are Eastern time, by the way. Creighton takes on Xavier at 5 o'clock. Always fun to watch the Big East. Alabama takes on Mississippi State. And then Loyola Chicago takes on Southern Illinois once again. And Duke takes on Illinois. Baylor takes on Kansas late at night. And then USC, Utah. Ton of great matchups today. Especially a ton of great ranked ones. Give you a couple more tomorrow's games on Sunday. Villanova takes on Butler. And then Michigan State tries to finish off their season with Michigan State versus Maryland. Iowa takes on Ohio State. That's a really good game. Then also make sure to watch out for on Tuesday, Illinois taking on the taking on Michigan, as that's going to be a really good game. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tyler Finberg. Make sure to check out finsportsman.com. I'm Tyler Finberg once again. Thank you for watching. Until next time.